All right, it's Friday, Friday. Before we get into the fun part of today's show, before we get into the lightheartedness, there is a serious matter that we really have to sink our teeth into. And it's a matter of should, shouldn't have, why not, and more importantly, when. My name is Jude Omamigbe. You are most welcome to Hello Port Harcourt this morning. You may have been listening to our guest, the guest that's in the studio a few moments ago, about 10, 15 minutes ago. He was with Andrew Ifeemi this morning on the Morning Crossfire, and he's still here with me. Innocent Eku, lawyer and political analyst, joining us this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Thank you.
And thank you once again for staying with us. Now, it's a rainy Friday morning. The drizzles have come through. 10 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to get ourselves very busy this morning. Now, you may have come across the news recently that the State House of Assembly has moved a motion to de-recognize Celestine Omeha as a governor or a former governor of Rivers State. Now, when this came through, some people were, what exactly is going on? It seems as though some political lines had been drawn, a maneuver of some sort, some would say, but you know, we can't really say for sure. Or is it just the law taking its course? Now, the very important questions that we have to ask this morning: why now? Why at all? And then, should the former governor refund any monies, any benefits, any grants that he has received because, in quote, he was the former governor? But we'll have a quick recap of the history as to where we are right now. Now, many moons ago, right, close to two decades, back in 2011, if I'm not mistaken, 2009, yes, that's when Rotimi Amaechi, 2008-2009, right? Just about that time, many moons ago, we had a certain governor in River State, Celestine Omeha. Remember that? He was in the capacity of the governor of this state for just over 5 months, right? And then came the court case. And then after the court case, INEC was brought in. And then after a few days of deliberation, it was found that he was not the rightful person to have held the ticket for the party, then the PDP. And then he was asked to vacate that seat. And then we had the tenure of Rotimi Amaechi starting in River State. Now, fast forward nearly 15 years after that period, we are not getting to have this scenario. In fact, there were two judgments within this period. One judgment favored Omeha, and afterwards, the Supreme Court had to wade in and then had to dismiss the Omeha claim to the ticket. And then that was how Rotimi Amaechi was able to finish two tenors here in River State. Now, Mr. Innocent.
Yes.
This recent motion started at the State House of Assembly. The bill is meant to be signed this morning, if I'm not mistaken, by the state governor.
Yes.
And there were comments of alluded to the state government that stated that Celestine Omeha should return monies that he has received over the past decade or so. Purported every month, reports have it to be hundreds of millions. Now, let's start with the first question. Should he have been paid at all after the Supreme Court judgment that asked him to forget about his claim? He's not the president, he's not the governor, I beg your pardon. The information, the evidence before the court at that point in time clearly stated that it should have gone to Rotimi Amaechi. It was then passed over to him, and so he was no longer the governor. That claim, or that judgment, shouldn't that judgment have settled all of these problems and not have had Celestine been given any money at all?
Yes, let me say something that people may not have averted their mind to. Under the law, Celestine Omeha was validly the governor of River State until the day that the Court of Appeal judgment was set aside.
Okay.
That is a law. Because the dispute went to the Court of Appeal, and the Court of Appeal delivered a reasoned judgment in favor of Omeher, which kept Omeher in office, and he functioned in the office of Governor of Rivers State and presided the state under the constitutional power of a governor. As long as that Court of Appeal judgment lasted, Omeher was validly the governor of Rivers State. But from the day that the Supreme Court decision was delivered, that was about 25th of October of 2007, Omeher ceased to be the governor of Rivers State. But you cannot say that he was not validly the governor of Rivers State from the 5 months that he presided, because he acted under the judgment of the Court of Appeal, which was subsisting and valid until the day Supreme Court set that judgment aside.
But now that the Supreme Court did set the judgment aside and even deemed it that, according to the allegations by the countersuit, right, that fellow, that Celestine Omeher, got there under fraudulent means.
Yes.
So if that is the case, and according to Supreme Court, the Supreme Court heard both sides, and after receiving the judgment from the appeal court, overturned, set it aside, that means that that fellow, whoever that person is, and don't forget, this is setting a precedent, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, yes.
So whoever that fellow is, shouldn't that fellow not have the privileges or even the mention of being a governor? Agree that one judgment said he was allowed to continue, but another superior judgment has overturned that. So shouldn't that be the case? It's a very simple issue of you and I are meant to hold this spoon. And then somebody says, no, innocent, you are not meant to hold this spoon. It's you that is meant to hold this spoon. For that period that you held this spoon, spoon, please, don't make mention of it. It was not valid. You stole this spoon for the back pocket. Let Jude have the spoon.
Yes. From the date of the Supreme Court judgment, which was 25th of October 2007, that judgment nullified Omeher, set aside the judgment of the Court of Appeal, and removed Omeher from office.
Granted.
By that law, Omeher was not entitled to further benefits and privileges of the office of governor. And that was the case until Governor Ezobuanye Somwike became governor of Rivers State. When he became governor of Rivers State, in the second month, he initiated voluntarily, discretionarily, by himself, by his will, unsolicited, with knowledge of that Supreme Court judgment. Because yes, Omwike was active participator of that case. In fact, he was one of the financiers and sponsors of that case. So he had facts and knowledge.
You have evidence to this?
Yes, all of them are my friends.
Interesting.
Yes, all of them are my friends. All of them are my friends, and we are all participators in the act that happened. Yes, Omwike was one of the leaders working out the Amaechi dispensation, the Amaechi interest for him to realize his governorship. So he was never ignorant of the outcome. In fact, he was one of the most informed of the outcome. So with this knowledge, he exercised his discretion and moved the House of Assembly to pass a resolution to recognize Omeher, Sir Celestine Omeher, and accord him his privileges and recognize him as a former governor. Now, that act of the government of Rivers State, knowing the decision of the Supreme Court, negated it and discretionarily recognized Omeher, under the law, is classified as a grant.
Okay.
What they did to Omeher was a grant. on the discretionary will of the government of the day. All those things they did to Mejia were grants. And under the law, grants once given are not retrievable. They are gratuitous. You cannot ask a man to pay you back because the man never solicited. You gave it to him out of your goodwill. And so you cannot approbate and reprobate. And that is where the River State House of Assembly got it wrong. And the government of River State is about to get it wrong by scheduling to sign that motion that was passed later today at noon. Because they have misunderstood what they did. They were not enabled by any law, neither the Constitution or any law of the state in what they did. So it was a discretionary act of the governor himself, in negation of the Supreme Court judgment, in negation of the extant law in the land. So all that act of the government of River State of Mejia were gratuitous acts. They were grant given to Mejia. The cost of Mejia to benefit what he ought to benefit if he were the right governorship personality of the state within the period. Having done so, the entire act of the government of River State to Mejia is classified under the law as a gratuitous act. As a grant, the government of River State is not entitled to recover it. And it is illegal, unconstitutional, against the cited cases of Superior Court of this country to want to recover a grant. For instance, there is a case that was just delivered by the River State High Court where somebody saw a lady in Calabari, liked her, and approached to marry her. The lady was very beautiful. And on the day of the ceremony, the man gave her a choice land, a property, gave it to the lady, did a deed of conveyance.
Yes.
As long as the sweetness lasted, the love, the affection lasted. So some years later, they lost friendship. They lost interest to continue in the union, in the marriage. And when they came for divorce, the man said he needed his property back. That land, that choice land of multi-million value, he gave the deed to that lady. That day they were dancing in the euphoria of the affection. So the court had to interpret, under our law, that grant, that gift, under what law is it classified? And the court held that it was a grant, a gratuitous act, and that as a gratuitous act, the person who granted cannot turn around and say, give me back that land I gave you that day. I loved you before, now I love you no more. This is our law. So River State government haven't done a gratuitous act, not backed by any extant law, nor the Constitution, negated the decision of the Supreme Court, which we are very well to their knowledge, and passed that grant to Mejia. Cannot turn around and say, return those grants I gave you. It's illegal.
Okay, now let's look at this from the portion, or from the angle of morality, you know, spirit of goodwill and humanity. And I have heard several times that in the law there is no such thing. It's facts and figures. The law only deals with tangibles.
Yes.
But in this case, right, shouldn't the government of River State have merely stopped at the derecognition of Celestine Omeya as a former governor and let the matter rest there? If that had been done, would this fear have been raised? If it had just been, okay, from now on, we are no longer recognizing Celestine Omeya as a former governor, would it have just been okay in that?
Yes. Under our law, as long as 1898, I had to go centuries. As long as 1898, in the case of Re Atwimne, when Nigeria was still under the colonial master, it was established that it is fundamental rule of Nigerian law, received from English law, that no national assembly or acts of state assembly shall be construed to have a retrospective operation. That means any act of National Assembly or State Assembly can only operate from the day it was signed. It cannot be given a backward effect.
Okay.
So, I mean, from that law even, they can only say from this month
forward,
we will not give you the recognition. But the recognition
We have to go on a break right now. We'll come back more on the subject matter. My name is Jude Omam. We'll go for a quick break and we'll come back very, very quickly and get your thoughts on this.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, indeed, talk is not cheap, and we have one of the most heated conversations this week on this Friday morning. Now, if you just woke up and you haven't heard the news, well, you probably will have missed out on a few, you know, as it were, conversations. But let me bring you up to speed. Now, first things first, they still have a House of Assembly a few days ago, just under 48 hours ago, you know, brought to the public's attention that, you know, a motion was being, you know, brought forward to de-recognize Celestine Omeya as a an ex-governor of Rivers State. Now, it didn't stop there. That motion was passed, and it has been moved to the state executive. That would be the table of Governor Ezeonwu Wike for him to sign so that it can be made into law. That means any form of recognition, any form of benefits that Celestine Omeya had been receiving was meant to come to an end.
At the time this motion was before this House, members did not have better and further particulars concerning the matter that was before the Supreme Court, or that the judgment that the Justice of the Supreme Court delivered at the time. Mr. Speaker, today we have better and further particulars. And that is why, Mr. Speaker, we have before us the document substantiate the position of the law as it stands today. Mr. Speaker, given the situation, may I now respectfully urge this Honorable House to do resolve as follows. We signed the resolution of the Rivers State House of Assembly of 30th June 2015.
So, that was the motion, right? They want to rescind that recognition, all right, of Celestine Omeya. It doesn't stop there. The governor goes on to say, when this will be passed, monies in millions that the individual, now, in this person of Celestine Omeya, has been benefiting as a former governor of River State, should be returned. Now, many Nigerians a few years ago came up to, as it were, several platforms to contest and to air their displeasure with some of the benefits some of these ex-governors were reported to have had or to be receiving. Benefits such as furniture allowances, car allowances. For some states, a car every 3 years, a brand new car. And in some of those laws, it's even stated a brand new car of their choice every 3 years. Then you had staff allowances for his household. Then there's also security allowances. There's also health benefits. They were meant to be able to go and have their health checkup in almost any part of the world, as some reports have had it. And then there's also some stipend that they were meant to receive. In some cases, they were meant to get as much as what maybe a current governor would be earning. It has been argued. I know in Lagos State it was argued, in Ondo State it was argued as well. Now, we don't know exactly the details of whatever benefits Celestine Omeya has been receiving. But the question that we're going to ask our guest this morning, Mr. Innocent Eku, is this. Should this have even been a case? Should they have given him at all? And now that they want to rescind his acknowledgement as an ex-governor, the question is, can the government even get back anything from Celestine Omeya? My name is Jude Omamigbe. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. My guest is a legal practitioner and a policy and political analyst. Good morning to you, Mr. Henderson.
Thank you.
So, let's get straight to the questions, and we'll open the phone lines after about 5 minutes. All these monies, can they be recovered?
First of all, it is important to make it clear to the River State House of Assembly and the Governor of River State that that motion that they passed demanding for refund, the motion the recognizing of Mayor and demanding for refund is repugnant to natural justice, is unconstitutional, is illegal. It is so on the following grounds. One, Section 4, Sub 9 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, 1999 as amended, prohibits a National Assembly and a State House of Assembly from making any law that is retrospective. So that particular motion is illegal, is a nullity, it is void, it is of no effect. In view of Section 4, Sub 9, everybody should go and read it. How can a House of Assembly act in so uninformed manner while they have many lawyers to do a motion against Sir Celestine Omehia that is retrospective? I have said earlier that as early as 1898, this has been our law. It's an ancient principle, fundamental principle of law, that laws and statutes are never implemented retrospectively. They take effect from the day they are abated, the day they are signed. Now, having said so, all the money they are looking for, over 600 million.
So some documents expressed.
Yes, to recover from Omehia are not recoverable. Because as I said, there was no extant law that enabled the Governor of River State or the State House of Assembly to exercise that recognition they conferred on Omehia against the stipulation of the Supreme Court judgment that ousted him out. Having done so discretionarily, the classification of that act falls under what the law calls grant. And grant given out of the discretion of an authority are grant. They are gratuitous.
In local parlance, is a dash.
It's a dash. They are not recoverable. So the governor cannot recover a penny. He cannot recover a shishi. The House of Assembly cannot recover a penny. They have started a journey in futility.
But didn't they know? You know, many Rivers residents right now and Rivers people are pondering right now, because a lot of these, you know, political jargons and lingo and, you know, subsections probably are lost on the generality of the public. So they're wondering, in plain man's terms, did this assembly and its previous iterations, did they not know? This current assembly, if I'm not mistaken, has been in operation for at least 5 to 6 years. Some members have come, some members have left.
Yes.
Right? Did they not know, right, that because they pass bills very often, they pay salaries and things. They should be, as it were, in the purview of the Attorney General of the state and also the Accountant General of the state to know that ABC amount of money is going to ABC place. They should be able to know that, oh, wait, this person is not meant to receive any such money, any such grant. Why is it today, this period, that I call it, if we listen to it, the House say, oh, we did not know. The Rivers people are asking, how can they not know?
I have said it earlier that they cannot say they do not know, because the governor was one of the chief sponsors, the lead man in the legal battle that resulted in that judgment. And as a governor, how would he say he doesn't know? He had all the resources, all the documents, the judgments, because it was his case. He pursued the case on behalf of Rotimi Amaechi, and they got the outcome, the result. So that is why I have explained that it was an act of gratuity. is a gratuitous act, a grant to mayor. And under our law, a grant is not recoverable. So they are in a journey of futility. The Constitution is against them. Section 4, sub 9. They can only make that law and say, from today, we de recognize you.
Okay.
But they cannot say, return all the grant we have given you.
Mm.
I will be very sad if Omeya keeps quiet at them. He should apply to the court to stop them, because what they gave to him was unsolicited. A dash, a grant, is not recoverable. It's not recoverable.
All right, we're going to open the phone lines now. We need to have you weighed in on the matter. If there are questions, we would like to pray that you ask them succinctly and directly as possible. We don't have enough time this morning, but once again, it is a front burner issue this morning in Rivers State. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, and 0817-923-0009. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on social media, Facebook and Twitter. We've seen some of your comments. We're going to read them shortly. Please, as always, do refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, please do not make any unsubstantiated claims.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
We have Jude Ubani from Omuma. Good morning to you, Jude, and welcome, please.
The lawyer in the studio, my question is, what qualifies anyone for grant?
Okay.
Ordinarily, not in law.
Okay, repeat that, please, Jude. Sound like I hear you claim.
Government.
Jude, could you repeat that?
The person applied for it, stating the reason why he wants the grant.
Okay, all right,
in
Jude.
This case, the Supreme Court has given a ruling that in the eyes of law, Omeya is not a governor or cannot be called the ex-governor. What qualifies him or has qualified him to be granted the grant so mentioned there?
Okay, all right, that's our first comment. Walter is in Wupaku. Walter, good morning. Let's have your question or your comment,
Jude,
please.
Jude, yes, you know, I was waiting, I told you, and I've heard from the lawyer. But Jude, if I may ask, because another lawyer can come now, you know, and said against what this lawyer in the studio have said. But if I ask, the man that is there in the studio with you, is he an independent lawyer? Independent, I mean, he does not belong to any political party. So if he is not, I think I pray people should invite another lawyer to come and defend this matter. That is my submission.
We'll definitely get that. That's the job of a media house, as many and varying views as possibly in a matter. That's what we'll aim to get. We have Peter in Rukpoku. Good morning to you, Peter. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt. Oh dear. All right. So let's address the first two comments. Now, the first one is following all of these things. The person who asked the question: what exactly makes someone worthy of a grant? And in this case, what exactly did Celeste Omeya have had done to have been worthy of receiving such a grant? We're not talking about giving 5 million or 2 million naira a year to go and start fish farming or something. We're talking about benefits that many people only dream of.
Yes. A grant is an act, a gratuitous act by an authority or an organization to another at their pleasure. You do not need to do anything to merit it. If the person wakes from sleep and sees you pass and say he likes your configuration, he can say, please take a bottle of wine. As a grant, you cannot come back next week and say, oh, last week I made a mistake, I'll dash you a bottle of wine. Please give it back to me. The law have said grants and gratuitous acts are not enforceable to say, give me back, because they were not loaned. They were not solicited. Now, the governor himself, who is the actor, the governor of Rivers State and the State House of Assembly, they made resolution. They made resolution to give that grant to Omehia. Omehia did not write application for it. Are you hearing me? So they used their discretionary power.
As far as you know.
Yeah, the land used to apply for it. It is the act of the executive. So now they exercise and gave the grant. The fellow has enjoyed the grant. Now, 7 years later, it's actually about 7 years and 5 months. You now come back and say, oh, those grants we gave you, return all the money. Now, this is unconscionable. This is it's repugnant to natural justice. Why so? Because these grants are consumables. They are houses. They are cars. They are medical trips. They are payment for staffs, domestic staffs, and certain stipends. They are consumable in the summary of it. Now, somebody have consumed something. The thing is in his stomach. You are now asking him. They are intangible. You are now asking him to return it. All those staff that worked, all those rent they paid, how will they recover and return? That is the type of thing that the court say is repugnant to natural justice. So it is not enforceable. The government cannot enforce this, their law. Any court they go, the court will tell them, sorry, you can't enforce this.
Now, now let's get to the second. The second caller says, look, we've had cases where a lawyer says, oh, the sky is blue. Another lawyer can come tomorrow and say, no, the sky is green.
Not on statute. I have cited statute. I said section 4, sub 9. I said everybody in River State should read it. The constitution is in every store. Most people have constitution on their table, on their shelf. The constitution provides that a national assembly of the Federal Republic of Nigeria or a state house of assembly shall not make any law that is retrospective.
Okay.
So already that motion that was passed in its content of being retrospective is automatic nullity, is void, ab initio,
all right,
and is of no effect. What they can do is that from today, we will not recognize you.
Celestine
we will not pay you again. Okay. But the one you have enjoyed is gone. They can't recover it. They can't demand for it.
Dave in Port Harcourt on our WhatsApp platform has a question. He says, good morning, Jude. Please, is there any punishment under law for the House members who went against the Supreme Court by recognizing Umeh as a former governor? I really would like them to be punished.
Yes, under the law, when you do anything to disrespect the judgment of a court of record, it amounts to acts of contempt. And acts of contempt are punishable by law. Now, who is to charge? The person to charge are the executive, now represented by the Attorney General. They are all one in a forum.
But what about the judiciary at that point, who also, as it were, interpreted a law and said, yes, we can do this for this man?
No, the judiciary cannot initiate a charge. It is the certain departments of the executive, like the Ministry of Justice, the Attorney General, that will initiate a charge and file. Then the judiciary will look at it and then deliver a ruling. If the person is held guilty, they offer the sentence, and then the person is punished.
So basically, in this particular scenario that is before the River State people and its government, that decision was an executive decision.
Yes.
By the Nyesom Wike-led government.
Yes.
To give these
gratuitous
gestures. Offered to Celestine Omehia.
Yes.
That's according to you. They are gratuitous gestures.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, let's get more comments. Lamaya King on Facebook says, when you have a wrong judiciary and legislative system, this is what you get. The Nigerian government in general has lost it all. What a shame. So Omehia is also guilty for receiving such offers from this government. That's from Benga.
I disagree that Omehia.
I was coming there because
he's guilty.
Why
because it's a gift.
But what about the moral standing of the individual?
There is no moral standing here. Omehia was an ex-governor, but how be it, illegally, as Supreme Court had said. And the sitting governor, waking up one day, finds Omehia as
likable. Let's do this.
And then say, presents to the House of Assembly, let's have a resolution to recognize him. It's an act of gratuity. Your king can call you and say, my son, I heard that you scored a goal in your team. Take that white sheep and enjoy. Mm. I appreciate you. Then 10 years later, your king now tells you, I gave you that sheep. I think I shouldn't have given you. Return it. That is why the law secures the citizen to say, acts of gratuities are not repayable. They are not recoverable. You can't go to court and say, let him give me what I dashed him.
Okay. All right. Oh, apologies to Ernest from Rukpaku. All right. There are so many calls coming through. Don't forget, please, when you do call in, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set when you do call us. And then the WhatsApp platform, the social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us, at Nigeria Info PH. All right. So, Omeya has been governor, so it can't be changed, even if he didn't last in office. That's from Hannah. But Hannah, apparently the Supreme Court says, no, his service as a governor was fraudulent. And so he had to vacate the post.
There is something that have happened about that judgment that I think I need to bring to the knowledge of the public.
Which is, please?
That judgment that the Supreme Court delivered on 25th of October 2007 has been seen by the judicial authority as a bad judgment.
How so?
That is why we as lawyers, we are bad not to cite that authority at the Supreme Court. And to cure the problem that judgment brought into our legal jurisprudence, there has to be a legislative action to cure it. Because that judgment made person who did not participate in the electoral process become governor. So now the judicial authority, the Supreme Court, the jurists, they saw it that if they allowed that president, that judgment to stay as the law, then Nigeria is finished. So the National Assembly had to intervene and amended the Electoral Act and now changed that Supreme Court decision and provided in the Electoral Act that no court, no tribunal shall declare a person who did not participate
in the
electoral contest as a winner of an election. So that is how bad that judgment was to be allowed to be a president. You see, we have what we call judicial precedent, decisions of court that remain as a guiding rule in similar circumstances. So that legislative intervention unveils how bad that judgment was. I have been in Supreme Court in 2015. I was in Supreme Court to handle my matter. And the matter that came before me, a senior advocate cited that law. He was rebuked in my presence by all the 5-man panel, and they rebuked him and warned him if he's not aware that they had directed that law should not be cited at the Supreme Court, because legislative action has already been taken to upturn the principles that decision laid out. And that is the truth. I also, flowing from that, I am glad that such legislative intervention had remedied the flaws in that judgment. And so Nigeria has grown from that level now. So it is no more possible for any court to declare person a governor who did not participate in the contest. So legislative action has barred that scenario.
All right, we are about to wrap up this morning. We have just about a minute. So many comments. I'd like to read as many as I possibly can before we step out this morning. Once again, it is on the front burner of the derecognition of Celestine Omeya as a former governor of River State. And we're talking about the legal ramifications, what exactly should have or didn't happen, and all of this. Okay, let's see now. On Facebook, we have a lot of comments. It says, when you have a wrong... Okay, I've read this one. It is only in River State that the legislature interprets the law past this judgment. The case of Celestine Omeya is an example. The law stipulates grants cannot be refunded. If there's a demand for the money to be refunded to the River State government, who will the law compel to pay back the money to the River State government, which was given to Celestine Omeya? Okay, all right. A lot of people are on that particular view there. So, Mr. Anderson, we are about to sign off. Thank you very much for coming through this morning. The discussion obviously will continue because I don't think it's going to just end in a few hours. We'll wait to see come noon today if the bill is passed, if the governor actually does sign it. But thank you very much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Hello, Potaka returns after this break.